friends in Christ, as we begin our Lenten season this year, it's worth remembering that this year it falls within the year of mercy that Pope Francis had decreed, in which we are remembering in a very special way God's wonderful compassion and mercy towards us. So perhaps we can make this theme of mercy a special concern or a special point of our reflection during this Lent season in 2016. What does mercy mean? It's a kind of love, but specifically it's showing love to someone in need, someone who is suffering, someone we can help in a particular way. In the first reading, we heard the account from the book of Deuteronomy, where Moses reminds the people of Israel of God's great mercy shown to them after they were slaves under oppression in Egypt. So he's liberated them, bringing them through the desert towards the promised land. So that desert experience for them, it's hard, it's something severe, but it's also a liberation. It's a manifestation of God's mercy and love towards his people, freeing them from oppression. That reference to the desert in the Old Testament reading is linked, of course, to the Gospel reading, which tells us of Jesus' temptations in the desert very soon after his baptism, which we celebrated a few weeks ago. And again, if Lent is a kind of a desert experience for us, in the sense that we're giving up something, we're doing something extra for God and something extra for our brothers and sisters, that's not so easy. At the same time, we need to remember that this is not just a matter of self-improvement, that I'm making myself better by giving up this or giving up that or doing this or doing that. We need to remember that by doing something extra for God and for our brothers and sisters during Lent, the focus should be on the fact that we are opening ourselves to God's healing mercy. Just as he liberated those Israelites coming out from Egypt, he wants to liberate us, to free us from the selfish tendencies that bind us inwardly and stop us from being the persons that God wants us to be. Yesterday, I went to a retreat. The Credo group had their annual Day of Recollection. I celebrated the Mass for them yesterday. But the preacher yesterday was Father Paul Heising. He's a new seminary professor here at Kenrick Glennon Seminary. And he gave some beautiful talks for Lenten spirituality. And one of the things he emphasized was that if we're trying to accompany Jesus in the desert, giving up certain things, taking on something extra that costs us something more, we can think of Lent not just as being out there on the dry sands all the time where we're completely desolate. Think of it as an oasis in the desert. At an oasis, you're still out there in the desert. There's nothing around for miles there. It's silent. The landscape is very severe and harsh. But you have a little time of refreshment and peace when you're at that oasis. And Father Heising yesterday suggested that's how we should see Lent. Yes, we're giving up something. We're doing something extra for God and for our brothers and sisters. But let's think of it as an oasis where God is bringing us his healing grace, his love, his mercy. He told us that when he was a young seminarian studying over in Rome, he and some of the other seminarians decided one Lent that they were going to really take on some harsh penances. There's an old custom in Rome of visiting in Lent the so-called station churches. There's 14 of them. It's like going to the stations of the cross, and you visit these ancient historic churches. So he and a few friends said, we're going to walk there 3 miles, 4 miles, and back again in the early morning, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, walk there. And he said, my idea when I was a young seminarian was that the harder your penance, the more it pleases God. You know, the tougher it is, that's going to win you more credit with God. And he said, I now realize that was kind of an immature attitude. It's not as cut and dried as that. Yes, we do want to give something up. Lent is not supposed to be just sort of living as easy as we normally do. But, he said, the emphasis has to be not on what I'm doing, but on what God is doing to me and for me during Lent. We can apply that thinking how each of Jesus' three temptations can be applied to our own life. Think about the first one. The devil says to the Lord, if you're the Son of God, you can change these stones into bread. That hunger the Lord is experiencing becomes the temptation there. Well, yes, Lent traditionally is a time of fasting, of giving something up, reducing the quantity of our food. There's 2 days, Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, when the church requires us to do that, but we can do some more than that. And that is, let's think of that not just what I'm doing to give something up, but think of that as God is helping to liberate me from my attachment or excessive attachment to the pleasures of food and drink. I'm becoming a freer person. God is giving me his mercy at the oasis at this moment. The second temptation is where the devil promises our Lord dominion and power over other people. We can ask ourselves, do I tend to be trying to insist on my own way all the time? Do I have a tendency to kind of want to dominate other people or insist that I'm right all the time? Lent is a time for giving up that kind of, let's say, impatience or assertiveness, a time for extra consideration, a time to think in terms of service to others rather than getting them to do what we want to do. And again, that kind of spirit is going to open us up and free us from that love of self, make us more open to serving our brothers and sisters. Finally, what's the third temptation? The devil takes Jesus in a kind of a vision up there to the top of the temple in Jerusalem and says, you throw yourself down from there, then you're the Son of God. You can call these angels to come and rescue in midair and show everybody who you are. A great show. Well, we're not likely to experience exactly that kind of temptation, but we are subject to temptations, often to emphasize too much the outward forms of what we do. Whether it's our prayers, attending Mass, whatever we do for God, it's important we do these things. But even more important is to do them in the right spirit. We're not here, we're not trying to impress other people. Everything we do in terms of prayer and sacrifice, our real motivation should be, I want to please the Lord here. I want to do this for God. And that's the first command. Loving our neighbor is second. But first of all has to come love of God above all things. If we lose sight of that, our religion just becomes kind of a humanistic thing. No, God first. We're trying to please the Lord. And again, we do that, that will free us from our preoccupation with outward things, worldly things. It'll help us to focus on God during this Lenten season. So let's pray then that this Lenten season, in this year of mercy, can be a time for us in which whatever we do for God and for our brothers and sisters, let's remember that this is simply opening ourselves to God's healing and loving mercy so that he will liberate us and make us freer to worship him and to love our brothers and sisters in this Lenten season. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.